that there was latent power enough and to spare in the Arabic peoples, the greatest component of the old Turkish Empire, a prolific Semitic agglomeration, great in religious thought, reasonably industrious, mercantile, politic, yet solvent rather than dominant in character. They had served a term of 500 years under the Turkish harrow and had begun to dream of liberty. So when at last England fell out with Turkey and war was let loose in the East and West at once, we who believed we held an indication of the future set out to bend England's efforts towards fostering the new Arabic world in Hither Asia. We were not many, and nearly all of us rallied round Clayton, the chief of intelligence, civil and military, in Egypt. Clayton made the perfect leader for such a band of wild men as we were. He was calm, detached, clear-sighted, of unconscious courage in assuming responsibility. The first of us was Ronald Storrs, Oriental Secretary of the Residency, the most brilliant Englishman in the Near East, and subtly efficient, despite his diversion of energy in love of music and letters, of sculpture, painting, of whatever was beautiful in the world's fruit. Not a wild man, but mentor to all of us, was Hogarth, our father confessor and advisor, who brought us the parallels and lessons of history and moderation and courage. To the outsiders, he was peacemaker. I was all claws and teeth and had a devil, and made us favored and listened to for his weighty judgment. We called ourselves intrusive as a band, for we meant to break into the accepted halls of English foreign policy and build a new people in the East, despite the rails laid down for us by our ancestors. Therefore, from our hybrid intelligence office in Cairo, a jangling place which for its incessant bells and bustle and running to and fro was likened by Aubrey Herbert to an Oriental railway station, we began to work upon all chiefs, far and near. Sir Henry McMahon, High Commissioner in Egypt, was of course our first effort, and his shrewd insight and tried experience mind understood our design at once and judged it good. Others like Wemyss, Neil Malcolm, Wingate, supported us in their pleasure at seeing the war turn constructive. Their advocacy confirmed in Lord Kitchener the favorable impression he had derived years before when Sharif Abdullah appealed to him in Egypt, and so McMahon at last achieved our foundation stone, the understanding with the Sharif of Mecca. However, no proper liaison was provided for the Arab forces in the field. No military information was given the Sharifs. No tactical advice or strategy was suggested.